who upended all of my assumptions in the very best way. That was Steve Jobs. Steve had built a successful company. He had been sent away, and he returned to find it in ruins. He didn't know it at the time, but he was about to dedicate the rest of his life to rescuing it and leading it to heights greater than anyone could ever imagine. Anyone, that is, except for Steve. Most people have forgotten, but in 1997 and early 1998, Apple had been adrift for years, rudderless. But Steve thought Apple could be great again, and he wanted to know if I'd like to help. His vision for Apple was a company that turned powerful technology into tools that were easy to use, tools that would help people realize their dreams and change the world for the better. I had studied to be an engineer and earned an MBA. I was trained to be pragmatic, a problem solver. Now I found myself sitting before and listening to this very animated 40-something guy with visions of changing the world. It was not what I had expected. You see, when it came to my career in 1998, I was also adrift, rudderless. I knew who I was in my personal life, and I kept my eye on my North Star, my responsibility to do good for someone else other than myself. But at work, well, I always figured that work was work. Values had their place. And yes, there were things that I wanted to change about the world, but I thought I'd have to do that on my own time, not in the office. Steve didn't see it that way. He was an idealist. And in that way, he reminded me of how I felt as a teenager. In that first meeting, he convinced me that if we worked hard and made great products, we too could help change the world. And to my surprise, I was hooked. I took the job and changed my life. It's been 17 years, and I have never once looked back. At Apple, we believe the work should be more than just about improving your own self. It's about improving the lives of others as well. Our products do amazing things, and just as Steve envisioned, they empower people all over the world, people who are blind and need information read to them because they can't see the screen, people for whom technology is a lifeline because they're isolated by distance or disability.